I'd like to conclude our discussion on the wounds of Jesus. We've talked about contusions and lacerations and penetrations and perforations. Today we look at the incision wound of Jesus. The incised wound, an incision is defined as a deep cut produced by a sharp-edged instrument. We might think as a scalpel, as we think of a surgeon using that. But in this case, it's a little different. John 19:34 says this, "But one of the soldiers with a spear pierced his side, and forthwith came there out blood and water." This was the last wound upon the body of Jesus. And it was inflicted by the practiced hand of a Roman soldier to make certain that if there was any life still present within his body, it would be extinguished. Unlike the scalpel of a surgeon, the spear's wound would be quite large. You might remember in John the 20th chapter is the guy that we like to refer to as Doubting Thomas. Might be better to call him Critical Thinking Thomas. Confronted Jesus, and Jesus said this to him, "Reach forth your finger and behold my hands. Reach forth your hand and thrust it into my side, and be not faithless but believing." A wound big enough for a man's hand to enter. Jesus had told Thomas to thrust his hand in his side, the very spear that had pierced his side, as John told us earlier, from his side drew forth both blood and water. The blood and water have two purposes. We have been taught by different things, but I want to point out a couple things if we could. John was very perceptive to see that it was not just blood that came forth, but it was also water. A Christian doctor said this, "We may surely engage our attention on the water that flowed from the pericardium and the blood that flowed from the heart." You see, the pericardium, as you know, is that sac encasing the heart, and it's lubricated with a small amount of fluid to facilitate the motion of the heart. The amount of that fluid is just a teaspoon. But how could John have noticed such a small quantity coming from that wound? Well, we can look further into things, and we'll find out that according to the works of Mallory and Wright's pathological techniques, they say this, that the normal amount of pericardial fluid is about a teaspoon, but it may be increased to about 24 teaspoons where death and agony are prolonged. This is a testimony and a confirmation of the intense suffering of our Lord Jesus Christ. So the question is, who did he do it for? He did it for you and I. See, the last wound on the body of Jesus proclaims not just the redemption of the sinner by the blood, but it also proclaims the purification of the sinner by the water. May the meditation of our hearts upon these five wounds that we've discussed on Jesus simply deepen our love for him who was, as Isaiah wrote, was wounded for our transgression. Let me, if you will, amplify that verse for you. "For he was contused and lacerated and perforated and penetrated and incised because of our rebellious deeds. Crushed because of our sins, he endured punishment that made us well. Because of his contusions, his lacerations, his penetrations, his perforations and his incision, we have been healed. And may we, like Thomas, as we view the picture of what our Lord and Savior went through, may we cry out as he did in worship and adoration, "My Lord and my God." Father, we come before you again amazed at what Jesus went through. Father, to purchase us back to you, to redeem us, to purify us, to make us worthy to be called your children. Father, so as we come today to remember what he's done on this first day of the week, may we remember that body that went through so many tortures and many sufferings. May we remember that blood that was poured out for our redemption and for our purification. And Father, may we look inward to ourselves as well and see our great need for what he has offered so freely to us. And Father, we thank you for your plan. We thank you for your compassion. We thank you for your desire to want to redeem us back to you. And we're thankful for Jesus, who went through all those things on our behalf. For we ask it in his holy name.